Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The changes being wrought on the news media by technology are the subject of study and speculation the world over these days. Vince Mariwa did his take on those changes a little differently. Rather than simply submitting his thesis for a Master's in Communication Studies at AUT, he made it a website of its own, the Open Newsroom. He's with us now to talk about how he did it and why. Vince, this project started out as a master's thesis, but it's gone quite a lot further, from what I can see, than most of them do. How did it evolve?
Well, basically, being a journalist myself and having been in the industry, to me, it was more than just, you know, fulfilling degree requirements. I took it personally to look into the changes that have been happening in the media in the last, I would say, 15 years that the internet has been in existence for commercially. And I've kind of from the very beginning, I noticed that there were a lot of changes. And I decided to sort of look at those changes. Some of them are very obvious changes, which a lot of people are aware of or know about. But I decided to kind of look into those changes and kind of put them all together in a very comprehensive format that everyone can really relate to. So the research itself, most of the sort of findings are things that people are already aware of, but they are kind of things that when they read the comprehensive report I put out, they will kind of really relate to the changes.
So where were you coming from when you embarked on it? What's your own background in journalism?
Well, my background is that of a broadcast journalist back in Southern Africa, and I worked for the South African Broadcasting Corporation in different countries, primarily in Zambia and Zimbabwe, where I was their correspondent. And it was from that era, actually, that I looked at, you know, how limited, you know, journalism was due to lack of technology at that stage. And by that, I mean, for example, I'll travel to a far-out country or far-out place, and you'd have to drive all the way back to the studio, you know, for your footage to be aired, which I think is still primarily, you know, what's happening in most places. But when you look at that format where you kind of have to transport the actual physical tape by road or driving, and by the time you get to the studio, you realize that your news is actually perhaps 2 hours late or an hour late because something else has happened, you know, whilst you're driving. When you think of those things and relate to what's happening now, where things that are happening right now can be broadcast in 5 minutes and the whole world will know. So it kind of takes a little bit of you know, background knowledge as to what used to happen and sort of compare that with what's happening now to actually analyze.
Yeah, because it's kind of interesting you say, you know, the news is an hour late. It's not that long ago that an hour late wouldn't have mattered for a newspaper, but now it does, eh?
It does. For example, one of the issues I looked at, you know, was the history of television in New Zealand. And if you look back in the 60s and 70s, where tapes were basically flown from Australia to New Zealand, so that was a day late. Okay, Australia would see the news on a Thursday maybe, and New Zealand would only see it on a Friday. And I guess it progressed to perhaps being news being an hour late, but now it's instant. You know, you look at formats like Twitter. Anything happening anywhere, people know about it within minutes.
So how are people within those traditional, you know, broadcast organizations adjusting to this? I mean, are they, rather than holding video for the 6 o'clock news, are they getting just putting it up on the website straight away? Is that happening much?
That's what's happening now, basically. News is no longer kept for the 6 o'clock bulletin, as was always the case. News is basically broadcast as and when it happens. And in that sense, online is basically now the primary you know, platform for breaking news, which sort of breaks away with tradition, which used to be that radio was basically the main platform for breaking news. Now it's strictly online, unless of course it's an exclusive story where a broadcaster is basically trying to hold back and you know, and pretty much sort of try to use that to as a way of getting their audiences to tune in and watch an exclusive story. But increasingly, it's very difficult to get exclusive stories, you know, because of just the fragmentation of news, many sources, and the I would say the easy dissemination of news means that any exclusive story or secret story can pretty much get out there really fast.
What about the idea of, who was it that wrote Being Digital? Who came up with the idea
Negroponte.
Came up with the idea of news as a discussion rather than a lecture, wasn't it? I think that was him. How do you think that's occurring in New Zealand at the moment? I mean, we still have fairly monolithic organisations, TVNZ, RNZ and so forth, broadcasting, you know, sermons from on high.
Well, it is. That's just really, really... You'd have to look at it in the sense of where New Zealand media stands, where at the moment traditional media is still very very sort of the main means of accessing news. There are quite a lot of other sources, a lot of blogs like your blog, public address. That's good because it gives people other views and but primarily in New Zealand. From my discussions with most of the traditional media, alternative media is still very limited. And to that extent, for people to have, news as a conversation, it is there, very limited, but it's mostly on things like talk radio.
Mm. Do you think every time, speaking of talk radio and obviously there's sometimes the Your Views sections in the newspaper, when you do bring that wall down, sometimes what's on the other side of that wall can be very scary?
Well, it all depends, really. It all depends. But really, I think the whole notion of news being a conversation, which is actually not Negroponte, it's Jay Rossen.
Oh, sorry.
Jay Rossen, he basically, it's all... points at the whole thing is about the technology. News is being driven by technology, which is increasingly now in the hands of not just media organizations. Everyone now has access to participating in the news process, where people before couldn't respond to television news or to the media. They had to sit down and write a letter and post it and would arrive 3 days later. Now it's essentially an instant reply to a news organization commenting on a story that has appeared or would have appeared a few minutes before. So that way, if you look at it that way, there's a conversation there going on. Someone saying, look, the story that you just saw 5 minutes ago, that really annoyed me, or my child was watching and that had some, scantily dressed people and I didn't like it. That's a conversation in some ways.
And, of course, we're out of time for this discussion, but there's a lot more to your research, and you've very kindly gone and put it up on a rather attractive website at theopennewsroom.com.
That's right, yes. I put it out there because instead of the traditional formats of thesis is that you do your write-up, and you file it in a library somewhere. And
no one ever sees it again.
Exactly, and it just dies that way. And because of the nature of the content itself, I thought it's best to put it out there for people to just read what's happening, what I found out from my research. And again, one of the things I've done is to put up a blog on the site where people can comment. I always bring up some issues, and ask people to comment. The one thing that I must say, though, is that given the rapid changes in the media, things are changing really fast. Some of the things you say something today, a technology comes out today, 6 months later, it's gone. I have one of the people I interviewed, funny enough, you say that, thought that Twitter is going to be dead within 2 years completely, So, but at the moment, it's a very interesting platform for a lot of people.
Well, Vince, thank you for your time, and as we said, there's lots more at the website.
Thank you.
Vince Mariwa there, and as we said, you can read much more of what he discovered at theopennewsroom.com. Coming after the break, Ryan McFun, who, it turns out, did not make his records in the sun.